2023 has not been easy on the cortisol, the stress hormone in your life, right? It just feels like even after the pandemic, after, I guess, kind of, we just still have these issues with feeling very stressed out in life. And Angela Coleman might have some tips for us right now. Angela is a holistic health specialist and founder of the global nonprofit Sisterhood Agenda and a graduate of Princeton University in psychology. She also holds certifications in trauma, psychological first aid, suicide prevention, and African holistic health. And she wrote an incredible book, and Tia is live in studio here to continue the conversation.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to bring Angela D. Coleman to the show. She wrote the book, The Art of Chilling Out for Women, 100 plus ways to replace worry and stress with spiritual healing, self-care, self-love. And she joins the show right now to chat about this book. Thank you so much for joining Culture Shift, Angela.
Thank you. Greetings. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, you already have a voice that can tell me you're going to lead us into some type of beautiful journey today. So thank you for once again for being here. So, you know, going to your decision to put this into book form, you have it broken up into three different distinct sections, mind, body and soul. So talk us through going through this book and setting it up that way.
Well, definitely wanted to make it as easy as possible, because when we need to chill out, we need tools fast. And so I wanted to make an efficient process. You don't have to read it cover to cover. You don't have to practice it for years in order to master this very important life skill. And I broke it down into body, mind, and spirit sections, only to simplify the process. But of course, there's overlap, and we know that holistic health is integrative. So it's all mind, body, spirit. I'm talking about the spirit throughout the mind and body sections, and I'm still mentioning body issues and awareness during the mind and the spirit sections. But it's broken up in ways that we can focus, because sometimes we tend to be body-centric. Other times we might be mind-centric, other times we're spirit-centric. So it's looking at how we can integrate that approach, pay attention to our body parameters and what our body is telling us, listening to that spirit and that soul voice as well. And then the mind often overrides kind of what our body and sometimes even what our mind is saying. So, and our spirit is saying. So it's very important that we look at them holistically. And that's where the chilling out comes from. It's coming from nature. It's coming from something that's already there for you to tap into.
And, you know, I'm hearing the things you're saying, the tools that you're helping people guide through some of the stressors and different things that are happening in life. And I often think about Amanda, who's here at the station, and she'll ground and she'll just take her shoes off and put her feet in the ground, you know, and that's one of the ways that she helps herself, you know, get things together. I do the same thing when I'm at home. So, I'm learning that from Amanda. So when you talk about mind, body, and spirit, talk about the importance of having all three of those in alignment so that way you can use these tools effectively.
Well, we need them all. We need to show up to be there for ourselves, for our children, for our families and community. We need to give ourselves the permission to realize too that you can't be on 100% all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. That's where the term burnout comes from, because a light that shines that brightly for too long will eventually burn out if at least you don't turn it off at some point. And that's where the rest and relaxation and restoration and resetting process is so important. And because it's mind, body, spirit, this is the natural cycle of life. It's the natural rhythm of how you tend to exist in the world and how we're supposed to exist in the world. So if you observe nature, animals, plants, they have a dormancy period. They have a productivity period. It's just really amazing how a lot of women, and working with women over, you know, almost 30 years now with my nonprofit organization, Sisterhood Agenda, and even with my personal experiences trying to balance work, family, community, obligations, how we haven't given ourselves this permission to just simply be, to exist and give ourselves the space that's very necessary, not just desirable, but is required for us to be our best and to succeed and to do all the things we really want to do. I do believe that the art of chilling out is a solution to that. It's something that we just have to give ourselves permission to do and use the power that we already have and the free will to do it.
And I want to go back to what you just said about that pressure to always be on, because it has amplified so much with social media, and it feels like it is amplifying and then also extending into younger and younger lives of women, like teenagers, kids who are 11, like you, because you see all of these people that you might know or maybe don't know online, on TikTok, on Instagram, on all of the media, and you're seeing them living their best life or trying to, or they're on, but you're not, and it feels like something's wrong with you, that you're failing in some way. And I'm so concerned about, especially the younger generations of women growing up with this pressure that's always been there, but has just increased exponentially in the past decade or so.
Definitely. We've got to release some anxiety. A lot of us with the pandemic had that anxiety. We had worry energy because we were experiencing the unknown. Uncertainty breeds that type of anxiety, but also very large scale changes. A lot of us were going through a lot of changes. So one, recognizing those changes, I have a chapter called CAR, which is drive the car, which is a way of adapting to these changes in a way where you can accept it, you can release it, let it go and move forward and look at it through a different lens of opportunity, abundance, and blessings. But releasing that anxiety is also about reclaiming your energy, as technology and social media, as you mentioned, can be extremely demanding. So we have to reclaim the emotional, the physical, the mental vitality and say, hey, we want this for ourselves. You know, that right now energy that people might want from you when it comes to social media, texting, emails, et cetera, is something that we can control. And that's the same energy, though, that we need for ourselves. So we need to take it back and stop giving it away so easily. So we have to always be self-aware and be able to resist the demands upon us and create times and schedules and places and priorities. And you might feel an obligation to respond to that text right now or that comment right now or that email right now. But it's really a request. It's not a demand.
And Angela, I'm going through the book right now. I'm actually having it in front of both of our faces right now. But it breaks it down into different things and different action words and action plans, but different guides in the book in each page and different affirmations that you're using throughout the book. Like you said, you can kind of scroll through and find what is right for you at that moment to help you get through what that may be, what you're going through. And a page that keeps opening up for me is Move Your Body. And the affirmation along with that is, my body feels great when it moves, so I make sure I exercise in a fun way at least 3 times a week. And underneath you have the holistic prescription, a call to action, Mother Nature, gemstones, and feng shui. And each page has this along with the particular affirmation. So go through these different holistic prescriptions that you've laid out for each page.
Sure. I did that. Thank you for bringing that up, because I have over 100 affirmations or over 100 holistic prescriptions for each section of The Art of Chilling Out for Women, because the holistic prescription is like, instead of going to the doctor and they prescribe you pills to take and you go to the pharmacy or you pick it up, this is a prescription that you can fill and implement. Usually you have the power to do that at your home right now. Especially an affirmation, you know, affirmation, positive self-talk in the present. And it's powerful. It's powerful because it rephrases sometimes negative self-talk that many of us have been taught, or somebody said something that may have really affected your self-esteem or your self-concept that you hold on to, that personal experience and that personal history. Mm-hmm. Affirmation rephrases it and says, hey, I'm not that, I am this right now. And you can be that forever. And it's a way of ensuring that you're present in the moment. You're changing the energy because it's a positive statement that you're making in the present. The holistic prescriptions, all of them include, one, a call to action, two, Mother Nature with herbs and different ways of incorporating Mother Nature into your environment, into your space. And also I include gemstones and using feng shui principles for harmony and balance.
So, you know, Angela, I'm thinking about the book once again, and you have so many different things that you're going through. One of the things that stood out again was the endorphins and hormones portion of the book. And you talked a little bit about some of the things that we're all dealing with and how it presents themselves when we have spikes in hormones or, you know, just different levels that may not be 100% correct with your body at that moment. So if you could go through some of the things and healing moments that you have for those who may be going through issues with their hormones and they don't have necessarily a medical approach to finding a solution.
Oh, sure. One of the things that I think is most accessible and easy for all of us is Mother Nature and going out and claiming that nature therapy. So Japanese have a tradition, for example, of forest bathing, right? Going into the forest, grounding, as you mentioned, you can go hopefully in the backyard, you can put your feet in the grass, but you can picture yourself through creative visualization, which I like to use a lot, as a tree, standing tall and firm, growing, beautiful, even regal. Some trees are hundreds of years old, and they're that old and that wise because they've been there for a long time, and also because they also can adapt. They sway and bend with the wind, but they don't break. So it helps you to also be aware of your resilience.
Angela, I'm gonna get a little new agey here because you're hitting all the right points. I love it so much. But you know, even talking about like that visualization of being a tree, trees don't exist isolated. They exist in a community. Mm. And I don't know if you've ever heard this, but trees, when one is sick, the others around it actually can send it nourishment and food through their roots. And you really kind of put something together when you're saying that, because I feel like when someone takes these practices and they actually apply them in their life and they start doing whatever it is, holistic health or these visualizations, breathing exercise, grounding, and they start doing it, they actually affect the people around them, their mm-hmm. family and their friends in a really positive way. Is that something that you found in your practice?
Oh, it's absolutely something I found and something that is expected, because conversely, we've all also been around people who've been very stressed out, right? Who've been very distressed. And how that energy spreads. And I can tell you that really stressed out people, and you recognize them, especially when you master the art of chilling out for yourself, you easily recognize that type of energy and it can throw you off. But would you rather be around a really stressed out, distressed person or be around someone who's chilled out? You know, it's a big difference just in energy. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, aromatherapy and stones and natural environments, lakes, rivers, streams, grass, mountains, forests and woods. We're talking about herbs. And because we're going back to nature, these are all things that we can do to beautify our lives, help us to increase joy. Even the things that you do every day when you interact with your dog or your cat, those are things that are all part of how we can chill out on a regular basis. And when we learn to do that, we are modeling this behavior for everyone around us. Not only are we showing them and communicating to them what our boundaries are, we're enforcing them, but we're also teaching, especially the younger folks around us, that we're modeling great behavior, a wonderful, healthy habit, because we're showing them, hey, this is how your mom or your sister or your friend knows how to take care of themselves. They know how to be healthy.
I love that so much. It's one of the things that I try to practice, honestly, is just trying to be patient and let the younger generations, my nieces and nephews, know that, you know, sometimes life gets tough, but it's all about how you respond to it. So thank you so much for bringing that into it. And before we go, are you okay or comfortable with leading us into meditation before we let you go?
Oh, wow. Sure. Okay. Love to do that.
Awesome. But the last question I have for you is one that's been presenting itself throughout the newsroom, but throughout the city. I've seen it on social media. How to be okay when I'm not okay? Just how do I get through the day knowing that, you know, I'm having some issues. I've been having issues for a while personally. Other people around me may not understand what's going on. So how do I present myself okay, even though I'm not okay?
Well, I think that it's more important to be okay than present yourself as being okay. So I would focus on getting okay, authentically, realistically, for real, okay. And that often means reaching out for help. I think people need to remove any stigma, shame, or pride and ego about saying, hey, I need some help with this. I need some help to be healthy. Because emotional and mental healing and health, I think more people now are recognizing that it's not just good to have, it's critical. It's important for our success, and it's part of what makes our community healthy and makes us empowered as women and as people. So reaching out for help, also becoming self-aware to recognize when you're not feeling so good, and to have strategies in place. I encourage all of us to have personal strategies in place so that when we're not feeling well, we have a routine. We have a go-to activity. And like for me, it's going to I have a sacred space. I have a space where I go to calm, to pray, to meditate, to reflect. And for some people, it might be taking 5 minutes out of the day to do that as well. And I encourage us all to look at the spaces in our day when you're waiting in line in the grocery store or at the post office, or you're in your car, or you're getting your car serviced, you know, getting an oil change, or you're waiting for your child to come out of school, or they went into the store and you're just in your car waiting. These are opportunities for us to practice the chilling out, relaxation, restoration exercises, instead of whipping out our cell phone and saying, oh, good, I can make a call, I can send a text, I can check the news, I can check my email. Resist that temptation. Focus it on yourself instead. This is a perfect time for me to do nothing but be aware and to be still and to work on my breath and my deep breathing and to let my mind think about visioning and the things that I want to do with myself, how I want to feel. That's a time to connect to the world around you and listen to the sounds in nature, listen to the birds, look at the flowers, literally smell the flowers. You know, this is a time that ancient, tried and true practices that have been used for centuries to benefit the health of individuals and whole communities. It's time that we look at those practices and incorporate that into ourselves, because they knew what it took to be healthy individually and as a community. So we can look back on that and we can use that. We can use their wisdom. We can use their experiences, and we can use those gifts. These are gifts that they're sharing with us to incorporate into our lives now.
Angela D. Komen is a holistic health specialist and the founder of the global nonprofit Sisterhood Agenda and the author of The Art of Chilling Out for Women, 100 Plus Ways to Replace Worry and Stress with Spiritual Healing, Self-Care, and Self-Love. Before we let you go, can we get that quick meditation, just a quick meditation for the WDET listeners, as of course, us here in the studios?
Sure. Let's activate the heart chakra, which deals with being unhurt, unstuck, unbeaten. We're focusing on love, balance, calmness, serenity, compassion, and forgiveness. We love fully and completely. We love ourselves. We can accept love. I love myself today and every day. I love me.
Angela D. Komen, thank you so much for coming on Culture Shift. We really appreciate your time.